Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Dana White is insistent on holding UFC fights. He's even, I don't think bought an island is the right way to say it, but he's secured an island. It reminds me of Gilligan's Island, but he's got an island.
It's that kind of a wacky sitcom that he's putting together.
Yes, where he will be having UFC guys fight. Mike Gundy, the college football coach in Oklahoma State, he has said that he thinks his players will be ready to come back in May and we can play football with students away from school. They can be at home taking classes online and we can play football, God darn it. And then we got Major League Baseball in the biggest story, of course, talking about bringing all of the players and all of the teams to Phoenix, the Phoenix area in Arizona, sequestering them, no family, just people associated with the team, keeping them in a hotel. They can play at, there's like 13 parks. So obviously where the Diamondbacks play, but then you got where the college teams there play and then the spring training fields where they feel like they can have the teams live in a hotel, live in hotels and play games, no fans or anything like that. And I want to start there, Rob. When I look at all of these things, and you know how much I love sports. Sports has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember.
Same here. I mean, we live, eat. We don't get into this business, Chris, if you're like lukewarm or you're not really into it. You know how hard it is to make it in this business. You have to have such a passion, and it has to start young. And I'm telling you, we both are in the same. This is the only thing I've ever known other than selling shoes when I was in high school. But this is all I've ever known. So right. I'm with you.
And it's provided us a great living. a great living, not only with the great, you know, events we've been able to cover, the great athletes we've been able to meet, being on television, radio, you know, it's provided for our families and it's given us a great lifestyle. So we love sports and we want sports back as much as anyone. But Rob, I am starting, when I look at some of these proposals, I look at getting an isolated island so guys can fight. I look at having football players on campus playing in empty stadiums when the whole entire student body is at home, away from campus. I look at professional baseball players being taken away from their families. I look at these athletes getting quick tests when I've watched on television and doctors and nurses have said they've had trouble getting tested. And I one word comes to my mind, Rob, and it's greed. Greed. And as much as I love sports, I just think that where we're at right now, the fact that it is such a high priority to get these games back in, I mean, May 1st, early May, they're talking about in baseball. If it weren't for the money, Rob, is there any reason that you think they really would be trying to get these games back this soon? I feel like it's just greed. I'm sorry.
Absolutely not. And here's the other part. And here's the part that I think these owners, executives, commissioners, the players are human beings.
Thank you.
They're not cattle. What the hell do you think they're going to do? You just said it. The football team's going to practice while the rest of the school is at home trying to stay safe. Football doesn't matter that much. And
right.
Neither does Major League Baseball. You know I love baseball.
Right.
You want 800 players to leave their wife and kids during a pandemic? Really? And God forbid their wife or one of their children? And they're away from their family during that time playing a damn baseball game in front of nobody so that they could get their money from the networks? You gotta be kidding me. And Dana White, how dare you? How dare you want to take these people away from their families, go to some deserted island so you could put a damn event on television so you can make money? These people must be crazy. Everything else. I live in Los Angeles. The highways are vacant or empty. Are you kidding? In Los Angeles, you could drive any time of the day and not get in any traffic. You know why? Everybody's home. This city's been shut down. You can't do anything other than get food and maybe go to the bank or the post office. And you want to play a game? You must be crazy. All you guys, sit down. And think about the players and their families. What kind of guy would want to be away from their family for 3 months, Chris, and be isolated and not have to be able to make love to their wife or to hug their children? Are you crazy?
Well said. Well said, Rob Parker. I totally agree. And here's the thing. I mean, we know it's about money. I know in all the leagues and some of the players – obviously, nobody wants to lose money from the players on up to the owners. But let's keep it real, y'all. Of all the people in America, how many millions are now out of work? Of
millions.
All the people in America, the owners of sports teams, I don't care how bad the economy gets, they're going to be fine. Most of the professional athletes will be fine. Those games, Rob. They're not going to have the hot dog vendors there.
No.
They're not going to have the guys with,
the
out the parking
takers.
Lot.
Yes.
Yeah, directing traffic. None of the people that are really going to need the money are going to be at work because of these games. It is greed, as you said.
And selfish. that just that they should work and nobody else, and we should sit at home unemployed and watch them. Really? Think about the gall of that. We should sit at home and watch you make your money. And no, I get it. We all want entertainment. We all love sports. I would give my right foot right now to watch a baseball game. But not under these circumstances and these conditions. How dare they?
And you made a great point about the entertainment factor, the diversion. We always say, you know, in tragedies, 9/11, this, you want a diversion. How many things are there to watch on television? I can watch any movie that's ever been made, pretty much.
Right.
I can watch any sitcom ride from the 70s on up.
And you can watch the entire
thing. Every episode.
Yes.
Yes. We can watch games. We got thousands of games we can watch. We can watch Michael Jordan. We can watch Magic Johnson. We can watch, you know, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Emmitt Smith. Like, we can watch all of these throwback games. How much of a diversion do we need? I'm sorry, Rob and I both said it. We love sports, obviously. But we can survive under these circumstances without them, without putting the players at risk, without taking away for their families, and without prioritizing them at the expense of the rest of the citizens within the country who can't get, who are having trouble getting tested. So, Rob, I think some of these proposals, and I get it, the league, it's their responsibility. They wouldn't be doing their jobs if they didn't come up with scenarios. But we also need to realize that some of this, it can be dehumanizing to the athletes, and some of it can just be downright greedy.
We're dealing with people, not animals. Are you kidding? I couldn't imagine telling somebody that you have to be away from your family during this time to play ball. My head is really there, Chris. That's what I want to do. I want to play ball at this thing. And it ain't just your immediate family. What about your relatives and your grandparents and your uncles and all the other people out there? Please.
And here's the other thing, Rob. So baseball, in their proposal, they're talking about playing these games, yet they want to use an electronic umpire so that the real human umpire can be 6 feet behind the catcher. The players wouldn't be able to sit in the dugout. They'd sit in the stands, which are empty, so they can be 6 feet away from each other. If it's that dangerous, how in the world are you going to play the game?
And how are you going to hit, Chris? You're going to hit 6 feet away from the catcher?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
What? You cannot, what?
Is the base, are they going to have a separate base 6 feet away from first base so you can run and touch that? I mean, I don't get it. None of it makes sense.
And again, if it's that dangerous that you can't be within 6 feet of each other, why are you even thinking about playing the game? I can get golf. They don't have to be within 6 feet of each other. Baseball? How?
Crazy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This weekend, they announced the Hall of Fame inductees for the class of 2020. And it included 8 individuals, but it was headlined by a big three, unlike maybe any we've seen. And that was Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett. Now, Rob, I believe this is the greatest Hall of Fame class. You know, I'm talking about the top stars based on the NBA stars. This is the greatest Hall of Fame class in basketball history. I think the second best, and you know, some people, it's a debate. It's like LeBron Jordan. The second class, in my opinion, that was great was 2009, and that was Michael Jordan, David Robinson, and John Stockton. The reason I picked this class over that one is because in this of this trio, probably all of them are in the top five at their position. Kobe's easily a top five two guard. Duncan's easily a top five power forward. And many people would have Garnett in the top five all-time power forwards. At worst, he's in the top 10. Kobe is second, I think, pretty much consensusly among two guards right behind Jordan. And Duncan is, in most people's estimation, the greatest power forward ever. As far as Jordan, Robinson, and Stockton, they're all in the top 10 at their position. Jordan, of course, number one. But Robinson probably around 7 as far as all-time centers. And Stockton, I would have Stockton probably around 6 or 7 among my point guards. Some people think that's low, but, or that's too low. Some people would have him, you know, maybe second, third, something like that. But that's my view. But what I really want to ask you is this, Rob, because the headliners of this Hall of Fame class are obviously Kobe and Tim Duncan. Whose career would you rather have, Kobe Bryant's or Tim Duncan's?
This is pretty easy for me. As great as Kobe's career was, Tim Duncan.
Wow.
Duncan. Yep. Tim Duncan to me, Chris, is the most unbelievable shots in NBA history. And I'm talking about the shot that Ray Allen made to save LeBron James's bacon. Right? What do you call it?
Let me ask you.
Hold on. What do you call it?
Oh, it's probably either that or Kyrie is the greatest shot in NBA history.
I think as good as Kyrie's was, that shot by Ray Allen was unbelievable. My point is, what people don't, because of Tim Duncan, sandals wearing, very little to say, you know, laid back. I'm just telling you, he wasn't your typical hooper and the chicks falling over him and flashy clothes and cars. And he just didn't fit in to, like, setting a tempo or, like, he's the hot guy on Instagram or that. None of that stuff. That's not Tim Duncan. He's from the islands, Chris. He's a laid-back, easygoing guy. He's that shot away from matching Michael Jordan and being 6-0 in the NBA Finals. Yet, nobody talks about it. Nobody even remembers that he was 5-1 in his career. The run that they had in San Antonio, and yes, they never won back-to-back. That's why I can't call him a dynasty. But when you look at what he was able to do, his accomplishments over a long period of time, it is unbelievable. Kobe had a flashier career, played in a bigger city, brighter lights, better cheerleaders. Everything's better. But I also remember Kobe, you know, quitting on his team. I also remember the Smush Parker.
Aren't you being surly?
The Smush Parker years. No, I'm trying to tell you, I don't have a Tim Duncan moments like that, Chris, at all. I don't remember him not doing what he was told. I remember him in that Ray Allen game and shot. He could have made a stink. He was out of the game on the free throws, right?
Right.
He was out of the game. He could have easily been like...
Big mistake by Popovich.
That's one of those moments when I say...
Got the rebound.
Yes. Pop blew it. Am I right, Chris? I'm sorry. Tim Duncan has to be there for that situation because if he missed it, and that was Kawhi Leonard, who missed the free throw, it changed the course of his career, and some players would have been like, no, I'm going to be in the game. I need to be there for a rebound. And he wasn't in the game. So I'll just say I would take Tim Duncan, no disrespect, to the late, great Kobe, and he had a far more attractive, I'm talking about, externally and for people to look at and spectacular, but Tim Duncan was the meat and potatoes of the NBA, and he won nothing, but all he did was win.
All right, before I get into my argument, I got to ask you this quickly, and this is what I was trying to interrupt you about. I hear you say this once every 2 weeks, whenever this game comes up. Ray Allen saved LeBron's bacon. What in the world is saving somebody's bacon? Where does bacon fit into it?
I've been wanting to ask
you that for a year and a half.
If he doesn't get that,
I get that Ray Allen misses winning that. The championship.
Yeah, but
bacon.
But that,
I've never heard that phrase. Is that a common
that?
Phrase in Detroit?
No, Alex, Rob G. Have you ever heard of saving somebody's bacon?
Other than from Rob.
I think Rob is the only one I've heard that from.
What?
That is not true. I've heard that plenty of times.
You have heard it plenty of times?
Of course.
It means
from
like
people
your butt
other than Rob
saving
Parker.
Somebody's bacon.
Yeah,
like,
it's a normal saying, Chris.
Why never heard bacon? I think I've only heard it from Rob.
It's really? Actually in the movie The Little Rascals.
Really? What?
You Spanky says your president just saved your bacon, and then he tells him how.
That's probably where Rob got it from.
No, I've been saying
sitcom
it for years.
King that he is.
Makes
okay,
sense.
Here we go. All right, look, Tim Duncan is tremendous. You're right. If Ray Allen doesn't hit that shot, I still don't know that he's 6-0 because they were so motivated because they gave away that finals in 2013 that they just demolished. I mean, steamrolled the Heat in 2014, and that motivated them all season. So they win in 13. Maybe they don't even get back in 2014. So I don't know if he'd equal Jordan, but I get what you're saying. 5-1 in the finals. He's tremendous. He's arguably a top five player of all time. But notice how I asked you the question, Rob. If I could have either player's career, I am undoubtedly, unquestionably going with Kobe Bryant. And I'm going to start off not with all the flash that you mentioned. I'm going to start off with some raw figures. They both got five finals. So that's, I mean, what you can argue whether, you know, who you think was better. Both were tremendous winners and both had five championships.
Yeah, but Kobe had Shaq for three of them. And I'm not taking away of his ability.
Do we take away from Magic
away of his ability, but Tim Duncan in Little San Antonio, other than David Robinson in that
first one. For two of them.
I thought it was
Robinson
just the first
was
one.
Not as good, obviously, in his second one.
Yeah,
but he was still there.
For,
he played well, good defense in that second one. But Robinson, you had for two of them. And then Ginobili and Parker, I know neither one of them a top 50 player, but still both probably Hall of Famers, too. So, but they both got five. Kobe, unlike your boy, Tim Duncan, did repeat twice. He had a three-peat. And yeah, Shaq was there, but still, Shaq needed Kobe just as much as Kobe needed Shaq, or close to as much. So he did a three-peat, and he did a two-peat, you know, a repeat with his second championship. So you can always hold that against Duncan. You can't obviously hold that against Kobe. Thirdly, Kobe was a part of arguably, if we really did a poll, you know, a bracket of the greatest team ever, none of those Spurs teams would be in them. None of them. Like you know, they might be in the bracket, but they're not getting far. Kobe and Shaq, take your pick. I guess, was it 2001 was probably their greatest year? They went 15-1 in the playoffs. Kobe and Shaq are arguably, they're in the discussion for best team ever. Kobe and Shaq are also in the discussion for best duo ever.
They also lost to a starless Detroit Pistons team in the championship.
Fine.
I'm just saying.
Kobe went to seven finals. So he went to more than Duncan.
But
won as many as Duncan.
Give me when Duncan
is the fourth leading scorer of all time. Scored more points than Duncan. And then that's when you get from there, you go to the Flash. He's iconic. Not because of the tragic way in which he died. He was just iconic because of his stylish way he played and his personality, the Mamba mentality, the 81 points.
But give me the Schmush Parker years where Kobe was just a ball hog who just put up shots.
He averaged 35 points. He led the league in scoring. He scored 81 in the game.
That when he quit on his team, do you not count that at all? That doesn't matter to you?
I would rather have Kobe's career. Look,
I'm asking you, Chris.
As sad as this is, are we going to be talking about Tim Duncan in 5 years? Those of us who are experts, yes, we will remember how great he is and keep his name alive. But most people, Rob, most of them aren't even talking about him now.
Right, but it has nothing to do with his
coach of the Spurs.
Chris,
he becomes a great coach.
It's about what you're taking away. It's not about his ability. It's just because he's not Showtime. He didn't play in Hollywood.
That's part of
it. He didn't do any of that. But he was just on his stage. What he was able to do in San Antonio
is
unbelievable.
What does being in San Antonio have anything to do with it?
Because it's a small market. Nobody cared. The guy, like I said, he wore flip flops to the game.
That doesn't mean you don't go out there and play.
No,
I don't think San Antonio has anything to do with the success.
You don't get the attention. It's totally different
but
from
that
playing
fit
in
his
L.A.
personality.
And all I'm saying is he doesn't have the marks that, and I'm talking about, you can like gloss over it. Tim Duncan, tell me when he ever quit on his team or just decided
I'll
he wasn't.
I'll give you that. That's fine.
I mean, that's big for a guy of Kobe's caliber.
He redeemed himself when he came back and had the repeat championship. I get it, and it was bad, but he redeemed himself. I just would rather, at the end of my career, I would rather have Kobe Bryant's career than Tim Duncan's. Both are phenomenal. Both are historic. But I would rather have Kobe's career. Because Kobe, we're going to be, and again, not just because of the way he died, we are going to be talking about Kobe Bryant forever.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com tirerack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Yes, sir. It is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. We do this every single day. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. Normally, we look for a trending topic. In this case, it trended right in front of our eyes because it involved Rob Parker and his social media. Now, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Rob was on Instagram and Twitter today selling some of his used sneakers. You know, Rob's big on this spring cleaning going on during this pandemic. So he's offering to sell some of his very fancy, very high-priced sneakers for discount rates for, you know, regular folks like myself. Unfortunately, the Twitter trolls were like, Rob, what are you doing? You make so much money. You're really selling them. Why don't you just donate these sneakers to the less fortunate? So that's the question, guys. You think Rob is out of bounds for selling these Jordan Versace, you know, very rare sneakers rather than donating them? Well, first off, Rob, defend yourself off the top.
I am. And it's fine. You know, like people, without knowing like my history or what I've done, I give away and donate so many clothes because I'm just into buying stuff. I'm always trying stuff. So I give away a lot of stuff to charity, and I do charitable stuff throughout the year. But when it comes to like high-end sneakers, I just can't see myself tossing those into a, what you call, bin. You know, I think people can use them. People want them. There are people who would love to have a pair of Jordans.
What you mean, what you call bin? What do you mean?
You mean the clothing bin.
Like going to Goodwill?
Yeah, but they have a bin sometimes at the grocery store. You know what I'm saying,
Rob? Notice how he made it like the worst possible way to give them away.
No, but I'm just
saying. You know, it ain't like the only way you can give them away is by tossing them into a bin. But
my point is, I do give away stuff, and there's nothing wrong with allowing some people who maybe can't afford $250 for a pair of sneakers that they really always wanted, but now they could get it for half price or even less than half price. So I think I'm doing a little bit of a service and not being selfish. That's all.
So they went at him, huh? They went at him on social media.
Oh, social media is the worst. Go ahead, Chris. What are your thoughts?
Well, I got a ton of sneakers. Most of mine, though, have been given to me by shoe companies and all that stuff. So now I've given away a lot of them. I've probably given away close to 30 sneakers. I wouldn't feel right selling them because I got them for free. Now, Rob, obviously, you bought these, right?
Yes, these are.
You know, it's all right. I mean, I'm looking at these Jordans. What are these fours? These black ones. They're kind of cracked up and beat up a little bit. I mean, you got to keep your shoes in better shape if you're going to sell them, man.
Look, you know what?
These Jordan 4s, how much you sell those for?
All those, 120. All of those, everything that I have, they went like hotcakes. Because they're a good deal. It's not like I'm gouging people, Rob G, or I'm selling crap. I'm not selling like some Adidas tennis sneakers that you could buy a new pair for $69 and I'm trying to get $50 for them. Am I right?
120 is a lot.
No, you got to remember,
for some
Chris,
worn-out
shipping,
Jordans?
There's shipping involved. It costs money to ship it to them.
How much? $10?
No, are you kidding? You haven't been to the post office in a while. It costs
Chris
at least.
Chris has people for that. Come on, Rob.
Right.
You know that.
It costs at least $20 to mail it.
Ooh.
Rob G, you got a problem with
that? No, I got no problem with it. I actually saw some of the responses and people saying, Rob, can you sign the sneakers before you send them out to me? I thought that was kind of cool.
I know that.
I mean, you're like, I guess. I mean, you know,
I was
if
like,
you
yeah,
want
I was like,
them.
I guess if you really, you know?
It was at least two.
Here's Alex. I know Alex is going to come down on me.
Rob, this is distasteful. This is appalling. This is shameful. This is discriminatory. You are going above and beyond to make people pay for shoes that you yourself no longer wear, that you have no need for anymore, and you're making people go above and beyond. And I have still not seen an extra pair of them, Rob. I'm heartbroken. You know, I would love nothing more than to have two front of those shoes say, Rob Parker gave me these, and wear those every day on the streets. Rob, you know that.
But you already have your first pair.
I don't want those ones signed, though. Those sit in the box. Those are great.
And did I make you pay for those?
You did not, Rob. Gift? I take everything back. You're a great man.
There we go.
I tell you what, these tan Jordans are in good shape.
Yeah, no, some of them are in really good shape. Because, Chris, shape. I have so many pair, I don't wear them down. That's why they still have value. Do you know what I mean? I don't wear them that much.
Now, you take care of your shoes, Rob. I've been seeing you wear a bunch of them.
I don't know. The Jordans I bought him look banged up.
Well, those are for the 1930s.
And I know he don't hoop, so I don't know what happened.
And I will say that this is just a teaser to the What You Sporting tournament we're going to have this summer. Yes. We're going to be online. You can vote on which people has the best shoes. Yeah. Now, Rob just sold half of his collection, so he might be working at a disadvantage.
I'm going to crush him. He's going to use it as an excuse to buy more, come off his fast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.